In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are continuing with the New Era, Part 1, and we're in Volume 16, January 4th, 1924. And Louisa begins, I was thinking about the words of Jesus in the garden when Jesus said, Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me, yet not my will, but your will be done. So here is a greatly misunderstood phrase of Jesus. I've heard a lot of people say that Jesus was afraid to die, that Jesus didn't want to die. And he says, I don't want to go through this. And that wasn't Jesus at all. Jesus came to earth to die. Our Lady took care of what the Father wanted. Our Lady agreed with what the Father wanted, that Jesus take our place and die for all of us. And Our Lady knew that either Jesus died or all of us would die. We would never enter into the eternal beatitude, the beatific vision. And Our Lady sacrificed her son. And Jesus now wants to show us through Louisa why he prayed that prayer, so there will be no misunderstanding. And he says, and my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, because that's where Jesus is. Jesus is in the interior of Louisa. And he told me, my daughter Louisa, do you think it was because of the chalice, the suffering of my passion, that I said to my Father, Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass for me? He says, no, not at all. So he clarifies, Jesus clarifies for us that it wasn't because of the suffering that he was going to endure, the death that he was going to embrace. He says, it was the chalice of the human will. So the sufferings of this human will that all mankind is in right now, even though we have been redeemed, even though we have been redeemed by our Savior, our King, our God, when he was crucified, shed every drop of blood for our redemption, we still fall. And that's why Jesus said, I gave the sacraments to the church to help soothe this wound, this suffering of the human will. So he says this, he says very clearly, he says, the human will contains such bitterness and is so full of vices that my human will, united to the divine will, felt such repugnance, such terror, such fright to cry out. So here, Jesus' human will, basically united to the divine will saw this suffering, this repugnance, this terror, and cried out, Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass for me. Jesus says to us to remind us how ugly is the human will without the divine will. Okay, so when we go to confession, when we say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, this is what I thought, this is what I said, this is what I did, this is what I failed to do. We have to understand that is our human will. That's why we're at confession. We have left the divine will and entered into our human misery. So Jesus says, how ugly is the human will without the divine will, which almost as within a chalice, he says, encloses itself in each creature. There is no evil in the generations of which is not had the origin, the seed, the fount from the human will. He says, in seeing myself covered with all the evils produced by the human will. So Jesus became sin. He was nailed on the cross, took our place, before the divine sanctity of my human, of my divine will, Jesus said, I, God, felt myself dying. And indeed, I would have died if the divinity had not sustained me. But do you know why I added as many times as three times, not my will, but your will be done? So Jesus says, I've done this three times. He was scourged three ways. He was, the first was the welting of the skin with a stick, basically, a reed. The second is whipping the body, which tore open the flesh. And then the third was the scourging, tearing the flesh off his body. So he was scourged three times. He was crowned with thorns three times. He cried out three times, you know, representing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He says, I felt upon myself all the wills, the human wills of the creatures united together. All their evils united together. And in the name of everyone, Jesus said, I cried out to the Father, may the human will be done on earth no more, but only the divine will. So what Jesus is showing us is that he wasn't afraid to die. He says that he pleaded with the Heavenly Father that this human will not survive to continue to harm mankind. So this is very, very important for us to understand that the whole crucifixion was to get us ready for not only redemption, but sanctification. He said, may the human will be banished. May your holy divine will, Heavenly Father, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus took our place. Jesus took our suffering. And Jesus said, why he cried out, Father, take this chalice from me. It's not because of anything that is serious. Sorry. Anything. Okay, sorry. It's not because of Jesus upset of being of physical suffering. It's because he wanted to die for us. He wanted to stop this human misery, which is found in the human will. He says, so from that very time, I, Jesus Christ, wanted to do this at the very beginning of my passion because the calling upon earth of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven was the thing that interests me, Jesus, the most. And was the most important one. Jesus says, of all things, to call the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's why he taught the apostles one prayer, the Our Father. He said, I myself, Jesus, he said, in the name of everyone, may the human will not have life anymore. May your will be done, not my human will anymore. And he said this for all of us. And Jesus says, from that time, I, God, constituted the era of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. So when Jesus cried out in the garden, and we'll read this during Lent, most especially when we do the 24 hours of the Passion, make sure that during Lent, you find 24 people that will read the clock, the 24 hours of the Passion, so that every hour is covered. That doesn't mean you have to stay up late at night, but during the day, every of the 24 people read the 24 hours of the Passion, pray the 24 hours of the Passion. So Jesus says, in the name of everyone, he cried out, may the human will not be done anymore. Only your divine will be done, Heavenly Father. And he said he constituted from that moment the era of the fiat voluntas tua on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. See, Jesus said, I want the human will to be banished so that there's no difference between heaven and earth. There's no difference between heaven and earth. He says this is his plan. Why? The souls will begin to enter into Eden as God wanted. And that's why Our Lady of Revelation, 1947, said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. She says, my children are going to enter into the beatific vision, the eternal life, the eternity of God, where the children of Lucifer will always be trapped in time and space. So great things are right around the corner. Amazing things are right around the corner. And our God is asking us to read and study, put into practice the truths, the manifestations, the knowledges, the promises that he has given to Louisa, because all of those become ours now. And Jesus says, each time he gives us a truth, he says, we enter more fully into this divine will. So as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, new things are coming. So what does Jesus say? He says, by constituting the era of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, by saying this as many as three times, the first one impetrated it, called it, the first time called the kingdom of God. The second made it descend. The third constituted ruler and dominator. So Jesus has done this. Mary has done this. The new Adam and the new Eve have done this. 2,000 years later, we now have the newborn, Louisa. She has done it. How? By learning the book of heaven, studying the book of heaven. And with this understanding, with this knowledge, this truth, these manifestations, these promises of Jesus, you begin to live it. She began to live it, and we begin to live it. So Jesus is waiting for us, linked to Louisa, to call this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, for the fullness of it to happen. So he says, the first time impetrated it, called it, the second time made it descend, the third time constituted it, ruler and dominator. This is where we are today. How glorious is this, that our God has given us this great opportunity to read and to study and to put into practice what Jesus has done, what Mary has done, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. And Jesus says, and in saying, not my will, but your will be done, Jesus says, I, God, intended to empty the creature of their human will. So God wants to empty of us our human will, which causes all our misery. It causes all our sorrow. It causes all our sadness. Jesus says what he wants from us is to begin to live this abundant life. He's done it. He's done it already. Our Lady has done it already, one with Jesus. And now what God wants is for us to link ourselves to Louisa so that we can also do what Jesus has done, image and likeness, to do what our Blessed Mother has done, image and likeness. He wants us to enter into this abundant life. He's given us this opportunity. So he says, I intended to empty the creatures of their human wills and to fill them with the divine. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water to the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Christ has planned this. Christ has done this. Our Lady has done this. They've given this to Louisa, and now Jesus is saying, I'm wanting all my children to do this. So let us end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask that all the little children be divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.